The Biden administration is pledging another $2 billion in military aid to Ukraine, including a Patriot missile system.
CBS News military analyst, retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland, is with us. Jeff, how will the Patriot missile system help Ukraine in its fight against Russia?
Well, it helps the Ukrainians because right now, of course, the Russians are utilizing an aerial bombardment against major cities all across Ukraine. And so this will improve their air defense systems and be able to knock down some of those missiles. The Patriot system is one of the most advanced, if not the most advanced, air defense missile system on the planet. With that being said, it's going to be some time before that arrives, because obviously we're going to have to train Ukrainian crews to operate this very sophisticated weapon, as we're not going to send NATO or U.S. forces onto Ukrainian territory. And that'll be done in Germany. So it'll be several months. But this is a political statement, if nothing else right now, that the Biden administration and the United States stands behind Ukraine for the long haul, as this looks like more and more to be a protracted war.
So this latest package is almost $2 billion. You have the Patriot missiles. What else is in this package for Ukraine?
Well, a lot of mortars, a lot of ammunition for the HIMARS, ammunition for artillery, which is very important, ammunition for tanks, some vehicles. But it's a pretty large package. But beyond that, you know, the Biden administration is also requesting $45 billion in additional authorization from Congress that we'll see coming the new year. Now, that all won't be military assistance. Some of that will be humanitarian assistance for refugees and displaced people, as well as economic aid.
Vladimir Zelensky is in Washington right now. He's making an appearance with President Biden. He'll speak to Congress tonight. And as you mentioned, they're asking for another $45 billion in aid for Ukraine. Nothing like a little in-person glad-handing, perhaps, Jeff, to help get that approved?
That's exactly right, because Congress has got to vote that $45 billion. And do it, hopefully, with an omnibus, as part of the omnibus bill before Friday when we have a government shutdown. So him being there, I think, underscores the importance of this, prods a lot of those congressmen that maybe move kind of slow to move on to this, and sends a message to the American people of thank you from the Ukrainians. He's bringing a flag that Ukrainian's troop presented to him in the battlefield of Bakhmut just a few days ago. Sends a message to our allies that the United States is firmly behind the Ukrainians, and clearly sends a message to Vladimir Putin as well, that the United States will support the Ukraine for whatever it takes.
Jeff, thanks for the update. That is CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland.